You're listening to The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith and with Priya Crosby. In a minute, we're going to be talking about sleep, why it eludes some people and why other people find they struggle to stay awake. If you would like to ask us any questions about sleep, you can tweet at Naked Scientists or you can email chris@thenakedscientists.com. Scientists have known for a little while that probably all living things, us included, have a 24-hour body clock ticking away inside them that keeps track of time so they know when to wake up and when to go to sleep. But this week, researchers at the universities of Aberystwyth, Leicester and Cambridge have discovered a marine animal that also has a tidal clock. As well as the time of day, it can tell when high tide is due. David Wilcoxon is the senior author on this paper in Current Biology. He's with us now. Hello, David.
Hello, Chris.
So what is this creature?
It's a small crustacean, lives on sandy shores around the UK, and it's called Eurydice pulchra, the speckled sea louse. It's only about 5 millimetres long, and it's a marine relative of the woodlouse.
Why does it need to know when the high tide is coming?
This animal lives buried in the sand when the tide is out. When the tide comes in, it comes out of the sand to swim. And so it needs to know, anticipate the tide, so that it can gear itself up to swim for 2 or 3 hours and then bury it back into the sand before the tide goes out. And so it doesn't get stranded at an inappropriate point on the shore. It stays in its preferred position.
So how did you discover that this organism has this tidal clock?
Well, we've known this for quite some time. In fact, one of the authors on the paper, Mick Hastings, did his PhD on Eurydice way back in the 80s. And we know that it has rhythmic behaviour, swimming rhythm, with a 12.4-hour or a tidal period. But what we didn't know is how this 12.4-hour activity was governed, whether it was simply a 24-hour clock that was running at a different speed, or whether it's a unique tidal oscillator, a tidal clock. And this is what we've been working on, to really uncover how these 12.4-hour rhythms are driven.
How have you done that?
So we've used modern molecular biology as well as quite elaborate behavioural experiments where we manipulate the light regime the animal's exposed to. So what we've done, we've sequenced lots of the genes that we know are involved in daily rhythms in other organisms. We've sequenced those from Eurydice. And one of the things we've done is we've knocked down the expression of one of these genes, and that has disrupted daily colour changes in the animal, but actually left the 12.4-hour swimming rhythm intact. So we've removed the daily clock, but left intact the tidal clock.
I see. So what you're doing is you're saying there are some things that this animal does every day according to the time of day, and that's driven by its normal body clock. And if you dismantle the body clock using various tricks, which you've done, then those daily things go away, but it still has this swimming activity every 12 hours, showing it's keeping track of tides in a separate way to the way it keeps track of normal time of day.
That's exactly right. So what I should have said is that as well as having a 12.4-hour swimming activity, the animal also changes from dark to light on a daily basis, with the light-dark changes of night and day. And also, when it's having a high tide at night time, it swims more than it does during a high tide at daytime. So it's a daily modulation of the tidal swimming. And we can actually, as you just said, reduce those by knocking out the daily clock, but we cannot change the 12.4-hour rhythm of swimming. So we've disentangled or disassociated these two clocks.
The fact that it's got two different clocks running in its brain, do you think that's unique to this creature, or are there many other creatures, perhaps even humans included, that have other clocks other than our daily body clock?
Well, that's a really important question. In fact, the answer to that is definitely not unique to Eurydice. This is our model organism for non-circadian rhythms, for tidal rhythms. But we know that there's many other marine organisms that also have 12.4-hour rhythms of activity, and also lunar rhythms and semi-lunar rhythms of reproduction, for example. There's a paper published at the same time as ours on a small marine worm that has lunar rhythms of reproductive cycles. And they've shown also that they can disentangle a circadian or a daily clock and their lunar clock. So they've come up with similar results, but in a different organism.
But you don't yet know what this clock is or how it runs.
Well, that's the big question, really, is what's the nature of this clock, and how is it orchestrated, how this 12.4-hour rhythm orchestrated at the molecular and cellular level? And that's something that we're getting close to having an answer on, and we're working on very hard at the moment.
All right, we must leave it there. David Will Coxon from the University of Aberystwyth, thank you very much. Priya.